It's the Good Day program at 7 after the hour. Roberta Fasanelli is here. She's the queen of cheap. And Jennifer Horn is here, the queen of television. I know, she really is the queen of television.
Yes, I am.
She is, as far as I'm concerned. McFadden has jury duty, so he's on his way to send someone to the gallows. Meanwhile, Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're here to paint the town pink because it's Valentine's Day, and that certainly is good news. Just in time.
Blown in your window.
It's time for a little love.
Good news is nothing.
We need more love. So, those of you who are thinking about who do you love? Who would you like to tell us?
I love you guys.
We love you.
I love you guys.
800-510-8255. Tell us who you love and why.
And I need a Valentine's Day.
Do you really?
I'll send you one, Jen.
Valentine's Day goes back to the 3rd century. People who, this is an ancient pagan holiday, if you didn't know, that it's called Lupercalia. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Valentine's Day was originally a pagan holiday called Lupercalia. If you don't remember that or can't remember, Lupercalia was the ancient Rome fertility festival, Jennifer and Roberta. Instead of sacrificing goats and dogs, it was determined the two Christian martyrs ought to be celebrated. Both happened to have been named Valentine. One of the saints was a priest and a doctor, beaten and beheaded while on his way to Rome in the year 269. And the year after that, Bishop of Terni met the same fate in the same place, but got lost in the translation as to who really was St. Valentine. They both became St. Valentine. And so that's how this is a fertility rite. That's what this day is all about. Love and fertility. So
if your name's Fertile Myrtle, call us.
Right. And if you're a Catholic, don't pay any attention to the present. I guess that's really what this all means, right? Is that too inside, or people probably get that, right?
If they're I would think people
understanding
get that, yes.
of the news one way or the other. So, sex for everybody. That's probably not a good idea.
No.
At any rate, it is Valentine's Day. Still need a little something special? A bakery in Pennsylvania has a special red velvet cupcake. A red velvet cupcake, complete with an 8-carat diamond. You can pay $55,000 and get
can you imagine?
This cupcake with
this
the
year, honey, all I want is a cupcake.
Diamond, yeah, exactly. Cupcake.
You swallow it while you're eating the cupcake?
Well, you probably
let's just
better
say,
off
I'd be there. Waiting for the return if I did.
All right, so check that story out at DougStephan.com. That's a good story to be telling people. Other items of interest that are good. McDonald's in the news today. Ready for this? McDonald's in the news. You're supposed to yell and scream and say,
yay! McDonald's! Okay.
McDonald's Corporation announced that it will require pork suppliers to outline their plans to phase out the use of sow gestation stalls.
What?
The Humane Society has been after McDonald's and other big users of pork. I don't even know. What is beyond
sow
sausage?
Sow gestation stalls. So they put, like, you know, low-level lighting and soft music.
Bum, chicka, bum, bum. Little mud in the
actually,
corner.
Actually, gestation
mud,
stalls
lace curtains.
Are the way many of the factory farms have raised small calves and pigs. They put them in a cage or a box, which is so small they can't move. And they feed them and feed them and feed them so that they will grow big and fat fast so they can do what they do with animals when they're using them for ham and eggs, sausage and eggs, bacon and eggs. And so as a big user, McDonald's has, some people say they've caved. No, they haven't. They've done the right thing. You don't hear me often say anything. If I don't have, what is it? My mother said, you don't have anything good to say, say nothing at all. So I don't talk much anymore about McDonald's. But I would say in this circumstance, this is a good thing. I agree with the animal welfare experts, having been a farmer, having seen this sort of thing on the big factory farms. It's gross. It's disgusting. And we need to be thinking more about animals as beings other than just looking at them as if they were something you put on your plate. They are not, and it is not acceptable, from my perspective, to treat animals the way that so many people, especially over the last 40, 50 years, as farms get bigger and bigger and less personal, it's just, it is the right thing to do. So you are hearing me congratulate McDonald's because I think that they ought to be in this circumstance. I mean, I'm just telling you that I don't eat this stuff myself. That doesn't mean you don't eat it, but it's all about choice. And so under the circumstances, even though I'm not choosing to go eat there, those of you who do choose, I think that you ought to know that that's a good thing. Jennifer Horn was in Las Vegas, and she won some money. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But you win $50 or something?
Yeah, $50. Off of 75 cents, by the way.
Okay. So here's something else along the same line. Those of you who have lived in Nevada for a while and are upset at the casinos, Nevada casino winnings have gone up. Last month, people won $855 million in Nevada casinos. And apparently, in ratio to how many casinos there are in Nevada versus ratio of how many casinos there are in Las Vegas on the Strip, let's say, the amount of money you can win. This is the Nevada, public relations firm for the state of Nevada saying,
sure,
if you want to gamble, go to Nevada,
because
your
left
chances of winning are twice what they are if you go to Las Vegas. If they are much better. As a matter of fact, casinos only gave away, in that same month, casinos all over Nevada gave away $518 million. So $855 million in Nevada, and how many casinos are there in Nevada? Do you think it's all fixed? Do you think Nevada is doing this so you'll go gamble in Reno instead of Las
or
Vegas?
Laughlin.
Yeah, I suppose.
I love Laughlin.
Right. So one city against another is basically what
I'm suggesting. Yeah, they're pitting them
against.
Right.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
I think most people know that if you want to win in Las Vegas, in general, you don't go on the Strip. That's where all the hardcore gamblers go, is off the Strip.
Right.
And so
what
I would
does
assume
it mean, off
that
the Strip? Where do you go? On the other side of the interstate?
Like downtown. Or there's casinos all throughout Las Vegas. I mean, throughout the whole city of Las Vegas.
Right.
There's the station casinos that are 20 miles from the Strip.
Everywhere.
That I think people
the
go
airport
to. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think if you really want to win, you don't go to the Strip. And I've heard a lot of people say they go to Laughlin or Reno because the odds are better. Why? I don't know. I think the Strip plays on people having a good time. They're drinking. They're just throwing all their money back after they win a little bit.
Yep. All right. So good news for gamblers. 800-510-8255. Speaking of good news, what do we have today in the Queen of Cheap Deal department? Roberta, what are we going to promote?
We have buy one, get one free coffees. We have two different ways to get free cat litter. Isn't that romantic?
Yeah,
and principal Valentine's Day love coupons.
Valentine's Day freebies coming up. And how about television, Dancing with the Stars? What else do you have, Jen?
Well, we got to talk a little bit about Whitney Houston, about what job she was going to get. And also Glee's going to pay tribute to her tonight. Plus, I have to tell you, John Goodman is going back into business with Roseanne Barr. I'll give you the scoop
really?
On the head.
Huh. Okay. So Whitney Houston died, I hear, right?
She's still dead. Did you hear that?
She's still dead, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 18,000 people, 18,000 of her closest friends are going to be invited to the funeral to be held at week's end. Apparently the family gave in to the folks in the church where she grew up, which is outside of Newark, right? Isn't that where she grew
yes.
up? Somewhere
yes.
in that area?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. So the coroner says that she drowned and yada, yada. Everybody knows that. 16 past the hour. It is good news time. Coming up, a 2020 Star Wars quiz here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty. But this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Amberin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Gentlemen, today is Valentine's Day, and if you have love in your heart, you would do well to put some Godiva in her hands. It's not too late. Why, even today, you can still pick up any number of extraordinary Godiva Belgian chocolates. Or, may I suggest, some luscious hand-dipped chocolate strawberries? After all, when it comes to affairs of the heart, as we all know, nothing works like Godiva.
The good news here on Good Day, we are continuing. Here's the big news today from Canada, where the Supreme Court has ruled that Internet service providers are not to be considered broadcasters and as a result do not need to adhere to the regulations that boost Canadian content on television and radio. The court says that the Internet is just for end users. I don't know how television isn't. But it doesn't qualify. So that means, as you translate it, it would be if we interpret it the same way here in America. We got that far. We don't have those signs of there were people who were trying to get in Canada, conservative folks up there who wanted to have the same rules on television, on the Internet as are on television, didn't fly there, and it won't fly here. So anyway, if it gets that far. Here's another item that I found to be good, Roberta. A young 17-year-old girl from Afghanistan named Sadef Rahimi is going to be the first young woman from Afghanistan to fight. She is a boxer and will be at the Olympics fighting for equal rights for Afghanistani women. Apparently, this young lady was abused as a child and took it upon herself to build up her stamina, strength, very determined. She wants to become the new face of Afghan women, gaining honor and dignity for herself and other women. So she took up strength training, started boxing when she was 14, apparently found the guy who did the number on her, and that's where she got started as a boxer. So I think that's good, don't you? 21 after.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
I did get approached once, and I've told that story on the air, by a gay group of men. The guy whose program director was gay, I didn't know it. I went over, and he said, come on over and join some of my friends for dinner. And I sat around this table with eight guys, round table, in this gay bar. I didn't even know it was a gay bar.
Hello!
The guy next to me put his hand on my leg. Yeah, I'm not afraid because I have had a digital rectal exam, and I'm not interested.
Why can't you just hang out with guys, you know? Just live with someone of your own sex. Just do what you would do with women, but with your buddy, you know? Why don't guys just do that?
They do. It's called being gay.
Oh, that's what gay is?
Right, oh, yeah, I could totally get into that.
Having fun with Doug Stubbins. Good day.
From The Voice last night, first performer was a young woman named Sarah Golden, singing for CeeLo and Blake and the other judges, called, this song's called You and I. Donna, I think Jennifer and I saw this.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure who she picked.
I'm not either. All right, crank up, Mike. Anything fantastic about her, right?
No, and they all liked her a lot.
Yeah. First one there. As you know, during this hour of the program, we're focused a lot on entertainment, and usually at this time of each hour, we have some music. This is all from The Voice. Next contestant was Ellie Dewey singing a song called Mercy. Mercy. I don't know this song. None of the judges turned around.
Oh, this is a girl that didn't go to school. She dropped out of high school.
Why would they keep the judges from not looking at her?
Why? Because that's the whole point of the show.
No, but why didn't? What was there about her, this woman, this young woman that they didn't like? They wouldn't,
they
wouldn't know that she hadn't gone to high school.
No, Blake Shelton's the only one that actually offered her some advice and said that she was pitchy. Her falsetto was pitchy.
So the idea here, for those of you who don't know, The Voice puts together teams. What is it, 10 on a team?
8.
At the end, 8 on the team.
Uh-huh.
And then the team, the winning at the end is about teamwork.
Well, there's still only one winner, but you get coached within your team, and then there's people start getting knocked off. There's still only one winner. So last year's winner was Adam Levine coached last year's winner.
Oh, okay. And we all get to know more about Adam Levine at the Grammys. This year,
now, do you like him a little more?
Yeah, I do. I actually find him so quite personable. Did you know much about Adam Levine before the Grammys, Roberta?
Actually, no, I didn't.
No.
I knew the name, but I really, you know, didn't know much about him.
Right. Okay. So we learned.
How about you?
I didn't know anything. I didn't even know who the guy was until I saw him singing one of the Beach Boys tunes up on stage with the Beach Boys on Sunday night at the Grammys.
I know. I believe you've called him irrelevant before.
I did, yes.
Beach Boys don't think so, obviously.
My words. No, not at all.
No, he's a good singer. He's got an interesting voice. He's fun. And he's charismatic, too. He's got a good superstar quality.
All four judges were interested in this next singer named Pip.
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 There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Did you see this, Jennifer, part of the show?
No, I didn't.
Oh. And, it's been and you didn't watch it at all last night, right, Roberta?
No.
No. Okay. All right, so we got all four of the judges seem to be interested in Mr. Pip. Aaron Ouellette sung I Want You Back. Ah, good. Blake.
I like this.
If she chose Blake, yeah, this is great.
Oh, good.
You wouldn't have thought, listening to this song, she would have chosen CeeLo.
Maybe.
Right? Think about that?
She might have, yeah. But, Blake's got Kelly Clarkson helping him out, and Kelly's going to be good with her.
Yeah. All right, coming up, a 2020 quiz about Star Wars. Roberta does the Queen of Keyback, and Jennifer updates television news 28 after.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's income, A-T-Home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Our cry. It's Tuesday the 14th. It's Valentine's Day. Try to help you make this Valentine's Day a better day. How not to blow it today. Let's see if we can
listen up, guys.
Get to that. Deals from the Queen of Cheap coming up in a matter of moments, and some sweet tweets. Jennifer in charge of our Facebook page and Twitter and that sort of thing. I thought this was pretty interesting. Michael writes on Twitter, don't understand why they would open the Grammys with The Boss and not with a Whitney tribute. Somebody help me understand this.
I don't think they were quite ready for Whitney passing away.
No. Yeah, they weren't expecting that. There was some talk about them doing it, but it just turned out to be more difficult, so they went along with the original plan.
Right, and then they interspersed plenty of conversation about her. It wasn't irrelevant under any circumstance. Kevin said, great words in prayer by LL Cool J. Ladies love Cool James in honor of Whitney Houston. Bruno Mars is a true showman. Nice job there, says Kevin. Zap to it, said Bonnie Raitt and Alicia Keys, covering Sunday Kind of Love in honor of the late Etta James, was simple and beautiful. A lot of comments on the Grammys. Even people, here's Gabbo writing, even
Gabbo.
Gabbo. People in other countries watching Grammys, not people in the state where it's actually happening. I was thinking this. At 5 o'clock, I came home. Because I expected to see the Grammys live on a Los Angeles television station. I mean, what the hell is up with that? It's performed here. This is like control and a really obnoxious. I wanted to watch it as it happened, and I couldn't. I was penalized because I live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and the bummer is if you were on Twitter or Facebook, people were commenting, so you already knew who won.
I was watching the Beach Boys on YouTube. Minutes after they actually performed the first time around. Good God. Okay, let's see here. Nick says, Jack Black tosses to the Foo Fighters. I feel like I'm in the eighth grade. Let's see here. Sean said, would it be unreasonable to ask the Grammys to scrap Coldplay's off-pitch? I thought it wasn't good. But I thought I was the only one. I didn't think they were good at all. Coldplay.
Nobody seemed to like them. They were getting panned.
Yeah, really bad. Bad. But I do like some of their music anyway. Okay, so it's time. Jennifer, what do we have on Facebook that we want to pass along, or other Twitter comments?
Well, we're working.
Most of it's Whitney Houston.
Yeah, most of it's Whitney Houston. A lot of people are passing along rest in peace messages.
Okay.
And a lot of people, Janet said, a life that died many years ago when she messed up with Bobby Brown, which is what a lot of people are thinking.
Yeah.
And even people are putting up YouTube videos of their famous favorite Whitney performances, like the Star Spangled Banner and that kind of thing.
Yeah, most everybody really get excited about that.
Yeah.
Star Spangled Banner. Yeah.
Yep. So just check it out. And then also we're in the process of putting up that audio from Judge Anthony Napolitano. As soon as it's up, I'll let you know.
Okay, good job. Jennifer back in a few minutes with the television update. Before we get to Roberta's Queen of Cheap, here's a 2020 Star Wars quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Swell prize. The question has to do with a controversy that has existed for a long time from Episode 4. Who shot first? Greedo or Han Solo? 800-510-8255. You have a 50-50 chance of winning one way or another. But with
now, was this the first Star Wars?
This was the first one,
okay.
Even though it was Episode 4.
Right.
Episode 1 came out as the fourth, and Episode 4 came out as the first. Right, got it? So, who shot first? This is the, I believe this is the bar scene. Is it not? When you think about the bar scene, you think about Han Solo and the character named Greedo. So who shot first? 800. Why would I come up with this?
I don't know. I was just thinking that.
I know you were. That's why I thought I'd better verbalize it. Where did you come up with that? 800-510-8255. Who shot first, Greedo or Han Solo? You know I'm not on the same page as everybody else, Jennifer. Although I would like to wish both of you, Jennifer and Roberta, a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Love is like playing the piano. First, you must learn to play by the rules, and then you must forget the rules and play from your heart.
Hmm.
Happy Aww. Valentine's Day.
Very beautiful.
Yes, I thought you'd like that. Very sweet. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, time for us to get into the Queen of Cheap deals for today. Valentine's Day freebies, Roberta.
The diva of... It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Okay, let's start with Caribou Coffee. Want to impress your Valentine? We'll go to Caribou Coffee today, and you buy one drink, and you get one free. So here's a way of being the king of cheap and impressing your girlfriend at the same time. If your lovey has kitty cats, you're going to love this one, free cat litter. We have free cat litter from Dr. Elsie's Precious Cat Litter, from Feline Pine, and also from Arm & Hammer Ultra Last. These are all mail-in rebates, but these are for full-size kitty litters, so you get the entire cost of the box back. So you can order one from each one, and you'll have kitty litter for, like, you know, a month or so. Here's a free ebook, Perfect Lasagna Recipes, just in time if you're looking to make dinner for your lovey tonight. And how about this? If you didn't want to buy a card, I really don't like buying greeting cards because I think they're way, way, way overpriced. Well, you can print out your own Valentine's Day love coupons, and you give these to your lovey, and you also can make up your own here. And we have a free DVD from Redbox on Valentine's Day, and you could also send these to your friends. So here's a great way of saying Happy Valentine's Day to people that, you know, you may not be romantically involved with, but you still love them. So you send them a free DVD from Redbox as their Valentine. And Amazon has a deal today just for Valentine's Day. Get $2 off their MP3 albums. You need the code. It's called Gift Love. And a lot of their MP3 albums are just like $5. So you get a real good deal there. And these are all listed on the Queen of Cheap website. And here's another good deal that you can do. It's called VitaCost Ralphs.com. And if you're looking to stock up, maybe not for Valentine's Day because it's not going to get there the same day, but it could get to your door in a couple of days. If you spend $49, they ship this stuff to your door free, and you get up to 50% off better household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, natural, organic foods. So Vitacost.com will send it to you. You spend $49, you get it to your door free, and you get the best of both worlds. You get low prices, and you get it sent to you. You don't have to go out. It's all from Vitacost.com. And you'll find all this on the Queen of Cheap website at DougStephan.com.
Good job, Roberta. Here's something else you'll find at DougStephan.com. Your chance to win a brand new laptop computer. Yes, 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 yes. TurboTax wants you to enter this contest. They want you to win a brand new laptop computer. And this new laptop will have the TurboTax Premier preparation software included, loaded onto the brand new laptop computer that you can win if you go to the TurboTax box at DougStephan.com. You can't win if you don't go to the website. So go to DougStephan, STEPHAN. You'll see the TurboTax logo pretty much all over the place. And you click on that, gives you the instructions on how to win the brand new laptop and one of 20 other prizes as well. Lots of home office supplies being given away, a new desk organizer, new headset. TurboTax gives you step-by-step guidance. What's the matter with my mouth today? There it is. TurboTax gives you step-by-step guidance to get you the maximum amount in terms of refund. So check this contest out to enter it. All the complete official rules, DougStephan.com. And don't forget, you got to act before March 4th because that's when it all ends. No purchases necessary. What the heck's the matter with me? Excuse me. Go to DougStephan. I can do this in my sleep.
Except for today. You're caught with love today, that's all.
No, actually, I'm caught by looking at the answers to the question that I see up on the board. And there's only two answers here, folks, one or the other. Either Greedo or Han Solo shot first. We'll find out what the answer is in a moment. Plus, Jennifer updates us on lots of the TV news. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do. And you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Do you have gas? Get this. Schiff Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Fambruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fambruary. That's right, Fambruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., UK, Canada. Please back using old. NC29 visit ConstantContact.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. It's 14 before the hour. Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli here. Rich is on jury duty today, or at least that's what he said. I don't know whether he went skiing or not. Speaking of skiing, we're going to really dial this up a little bit here, as the person who comes up with the answer, the question about Greedo, it's not Greedo, it's Greedo, G-R-E-E-D-O, or Han Solo in episode 4, will win lodging for 2, 3 days and 4 nights at Smuggler's Notch. You can go skiing, or you can take a summer trip there. It's up to you, but it's a very cool place. I've been there. Roberta's been there. Neat, neat place. 800-510-8255. All right, let's see here. We'll move to... All right, let's try... I'm looking around to see where these people are. Jody's in Sumter, South Carolina. Hi.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, sir, how about you?
I'm doing excellent. Excellent.
That's good. All right, so who did the first shooting?
Greedo.
Greedo. What makes you say that?
My 14-year-old son said it's Greedo, and he's my information center.
All right, he's your wiki, huh?
Yeah. Let's see here. I want to try. You know what? I want to put somebody else on who's also listening in Sumter. So it's a battle of the Sumterites. Jacob, do you know Jody?
I do not know Jody.
All right, Jody, you know Jacob? I don't want to make any... There's no collusion.
No, don't know Jacob. Good morning, Jacob. I just wanted to say I listen to your show every chance I get. I appreciate being on the air. And I say Greedo drew first, but Han Solo shot first.
Ooh.
You know? That's my answer.
Uh-huh. And Jacob's right. By the way, Jody.
Woo! Oh, my God.
That's because he flattered us first. Next time, learn how to do that.
No, here's the story. This is a controversy that a lot of really deep into the Star Wars stuff, I mean, Roberta's rolling her eyeballs, what is this all about? This is something that has for a long time confused people who love Star Wars and upset people because they wanted Solo, who seemed to be the one who shot first in the original, to be a cold-blooded killer, because there were people who thought it was re-edited, yada, yada, yada. If you were confused, if you look at the close-ups of this, and you get a good shot, and apparently George Lucas put a wider shot in there that made it clear that Greedo is the one who shot first, but right, everybody wanted to think that Hans shot first, because they wanted to think that he actually just gunned him down. So, one, it's who drew first versus who shot first. You know what I'm saying? So
yes,
here's what I'm going to do, because I think some people are probably still confused. It's clear Greedo is the one who drew first, but Han Solo shot first. So as it is somewhat, you know what I'm going to do? We're going to put these two. How many children have you got, Jacob?
I don't have any children. I'm only 19 years old.
Oh, really? Jody,
yes,
how old are your children?
14, 16, 17, 18, 19, 25, and 26.
How would you like another 19-year-old? I'm going to send you all on a trip. Roberta, we can do this, right? Send everybody up to Smuggler's Notch.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we could do that.
That's awesome.
All right, we're going to put everybody together. You guys, you're going to go up there. You'll find your own way up there. But when you get there, lodging will be provided for 3 days and 4 nights by the folks at Smuggler's Notch. And you can go skiing or you can go up in the summertime. How's that for a deal?
That's great. I was born and raised in Vermont.
Oh, where are you? All right, awesome. So this guy, he's going to drive. Jacob drives. Jody, you just supply the car and the kids, the rest of the kids, okay?
That'll work.
All right. Hold on just a second. Why not, right? Hey, Jennifer. I was a
Yes, Dougie?
Great television report. Actually,
thank you.
Those of you who are standing
Hey, tonight,
by,
just no, watch Glee tonight no, 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 for
just
Whitney.
A minute. You'll, I'm going to get you to do it in a minute.
All right.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Access to information, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Okay, so we just had this contest identifying who shot first, Greedo or Han Solo, and it was confusing because one guy drew first, the other guy shot first. Mm-hmm. So I have now already people who are angry at me. Jana says, how can we want Han Solo to be just a plain killer by making him shoot first at Greedo? What the blank is this logic? Aaron writes, waiting for Greedo to fire first doesn't keep Hans from being a cold-blooded killer. Makes him a freaking idiot. Here's Graham who says, I guess Han did not shoot first. It was a mixed-up situation. George changed it. It was revisionist history on film. Because apparently the first time they did it, it didn't come out the way everybody thought it, so they reshot it. Anyway, this is why would I'm amazed. Look at all these tweets that I got here. George Lucas.
It's good.
Huh?
It's good. It's fun. That's good fodder. People love talking about it.
George Lucas has completely lost his mind. I don't know that I agree with that. George Lucas just made about $40 million this past weekend.
If he's crazy, sign me up for the crazy farm.
Right, yeah, exactly. He did very well with that. All right, some television news. Yes, we'll finally get to it in a moment with Jennifer here on Good Day.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Now time for Jennifer to give us some of the stories that people are talking about, including who's going to be next on Dancing with the Stars, Jen.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a bunch of rumors flying around. Some of those could be one that's confirmed, we think, is Gavin DeGraw. And that's because one of his bandmates.
Who's Gavin DeGraw?
He's a guy, he's a singer. He's also in a band. And then he was also the guy that was beaten up very badly in New York City a few months ago. Do you remember that?
No, I don't know who this guy. Why would we know who this guy is?
He's a famous singer.
Famous,
you know, just like
Jennifer,
Adam Levine.
Roberta, do you know who this guy is? Oh, just like Adam Levine?
Yes. Irrelevant to you, relevant to the rest of the world.
Ah,
also
perfect.
On the list, Victor Cruz could be a possibility, Tim Tebow. And then the rumor has it that the next in the Kardashian series of participants could be Bruce Jenner and Sherry Shepherd from The View. So the official announcement will take place on February 26th. Check it out on ABC. Now, tonight, we always, you know, we have to give a little nod to Whitney still. She's passed and everybody misses her. And reports are saying...
I don't think that's true. I don't think everybody does miss her.
Okay.
I think there's some people who just don't care.
Well, some people may not, but somebody who does care is Simon Cowell, because apparently she was in the running and really close to the top of the list for a position on The X Factor. She was set to become a judge.
She changed it to replace Paula.
Yeah, to replace Paula or Nicole Scherzinger, and they were supposed to meet yesterday to talk about it and iron out the details. If you are a fan of Whitney, and if you are missing her, tonight's episode of Glee will include a tribute to Whitney Houston. Ironically, the Valentine's Day show had featured someone singing I Will Always Love You. Amber Riley's character did that, so they'll turn that into a tribute to Whitney Houston. Also in the news today, John Goodman and Roseanne Barr are back together again. You remember they starred on Roseanne for a long time. Now, John Goodman has signed on to be in this new comedy pilot on NBC with Roseanne, where they will be living in a trailer park. It'll be aimed at a blue-collar audience, which I think Roseanne was, too. I'm not really sure how this is any different. I don't know. Season 2 of the docuseries The Franchise on Showtime will highlight the Miami Marlins. That series looks at the private world of professional baseball, so they selected that team. And Craig Ferguson is set to re-sign a deal that'll keep him on CBS through 2014. A lot.
What does that
it doesn't
mean
say
lot?
In the story, but I'm guessing a lot.
I don't think he's worth a lot. He's worth something, but not a lot.
Yeah. Introducing